Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, June 10th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. 30 years after it was first performed in Philadelphia, the musical Floyd Collins is finally heading to Broadway. The show has been staged frequently across the United States and the UK through the years. A 1996 off-Broadway production was immortalized on a cast album. Floyd Collins tells the true story of an explorer who got trapped 200 feet underground in a Kentucky cave in 1925. The rescue efforts that followed made for the first genuine media circus. The original score for the show is by Adam Gettle, with a book by Tina Landau. Landau will also direct this production. Gettle is a Tony winner for The Light in the Piazza and is nominated this year for Days of Wine and Roses. Landau is also currently directing Mother Play. The cast and ticket on sale dates will be announced later. Floyd Collins begins previews March 27th before an April 21st official opening at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. The currently running revival of An Enemy of the People has just recouped its $5.5 million investment. The production, which runs through June 23rd at the Circle in the Square Theater, is led by Succession star Jeremy Strong and Michael Imperioli of The Sopranos. It is now nominated for 5 Tonys, including Best Revival of a Play. Bolstered by its star power, An Enemy of the People has played to over 100% capacity every week since beginning previews in late February. Per the website BroadwayNews.com, it also holds the distinction of being the only show to earn over $1 million in a single week in the 52-year history of Circle in the Square. As of the week ending June 2nd, the revival has surpassed the weekly million-dollar benchmark a dozen times. Congrats to all involved. And finally today, Skylar Astin will host Sunday night's American Express Broadway Fanfare Tony Awards simulcast. The outdoor event will be open to the public and go on rain or shine. It begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern with a pre-show set slated for 7:30 at Lincoln Center's Damrosch Park. In a statement, Astin, best known for the Pitch Perfect movies, said, "As someone who has a special place in their heart for theater and the arts, with my roots as a Broadway performer, the opportunity to host the American Express simulcast is truly meaningful. Theater has always been about community, and this event will bring people closer to the incredible talent and magic of Broadway for an unforgettable experience." According to Variety, the event will feature special performances from Broadway shows, as well as appearances from theater talent and a live stream of the award show itself. The event will also have interactive experiences, games, and activities for attendees. These include testing guests on Broadway trivia knowledge, concessions, and photo-related attractions. Attendees at the simulcast will be able to scan a QR code at the event to access a full digital version of the 2024 Tony Awards playbill that will be available to attendees in the theater. The 77th annual Tony Awards, to be hosted by Ariana DeBose, will take place just steps away from the event at the David H. Koch Theater. Tune in live at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.